You're listening to SBS News.
Esther Chin knows what it takes to reach the top. The 28-year-old diver represented Australia at the Rio Olympics in 2016, and she says Tokyo 2021 is firmly on her radar.
My goal is, if I made Olympic Games, I wish I can do better, get a better result than the last time.
Her coach, Chava Sobrino, who competed for Mexico at the Moscow Olympics in 1980, believes Chin is well placed to do just that.
Having now the experience of being in an Olympic Games and having mature as a person now, those two things together, they're really good for an athlete like Esther to sort of be able to sort of maybe reach the podium.
But first she has to qualify, a task complicated by the 12-month delay, which means this Olympic cycle is 5 years, not four. Esther Chin is taking it all in her stride.
It's sad that Olympic Games being postponed, but like, we just have to overcome.
Some would-be Olympians believe the delay could actually work in their favour. Among them, swimmer Thomas Peregrina, who hopes to represent the Philippines.
To represent the flag, to represent the Philippines would be a huge honour. And I know what it would mean to my family and my relatives to go over there and represent the Philippines.
Thomas Peregrina's personal best for the 200 metres individual medley is a time of 2 minutes and 5.2 seconds. He needs to reach 2 minutes and 3.6 seconds to be in with a shot of qualifying for the Olympics next year. He equates that to about half a second a lap and says minor technical improvements could get him there.
A very, very attainable goal in the time span we have.
Early in the pandemic, there was a 3-month training break when gyms and pools were closed. Thomas Peregrina's coach, Cameron Ellicott from Macquarie University in Sydney, says it was a chance to reset and recalibrate training goals and programs to the new 2021 timeline.
It allowed us to rest the body, to also refocus. And when we returned to training, I made sure to layer their sessions in terms of session length and session intensity.
Researchers at the university where both athletes train are watching on with interest. One of them is Dr. Catherine Mills.
We don't know what this current circumstance will be for athletes physically and even mentally, I think, is a really important factor. And we also don't know how those two factors will interact with each other.
Both athletes will be hoping for a positive interaction and with it, tickets to Tokyo. Matt Kinnellan, SBS News.